If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Okay, ready? Hit record, please.
Recording.
Wednesday, March 5th. It is a podcast known as Ask Us Anything.
Kay.
We are honestly open to absolutely anything at any time. We will talk about it all, except for some reason we don't want to talk about fights.
We don't want
to talk about that today.
No, we can talk about that.
We're going to get to it one of these days.
Yeah, we did get a question about the biggest fights we've had as a show.
Yeah, we can totally do that. It might take a turn. Now, it might take a turn, some of these Ask Us Anythings. Like, I think we should address that last week's Ask Us Anything took a turn kind of and deviated away from the original question, which is what is your favorite recipe and thing to make?
Right.
And we ended up all creating our death row meals.
Which was fun.
But I think that what that spawned is, and we've had some people follow up and be like, hey, were you guys serious about doing an actual on-air on the live show death row? Yes, but we're not going to call it death row.
Right.
We're going to Last Supper. What's the most famous Last Supper?
Easter.
There you go. So we're going to tie it into Easter, which isn't until April 20th, right? Good Friday is April 18th. So April 20th. So just ahead of that, we are going to be giving away your Last Supper. So we'll start taking applications for that. So that's just a follow-up.
Okay,
to that
what are we doing today for Ask Us Anything?
What is Ask Us Anything? Go into the list of questions, Robbie. And we can always take your questions. Always need better questions, different questions. Nothing is too invasive. Go ahead and ask us anything.
We got a question from, I believe it was Ange.
Okay.
And we do get this one on texts a lot.
Okay.
Because we're all obsessed with TV shows in our own way.
Yeah.
Simply just, what are you watching right now?
Mm.
I like this. I think it's fun.
That's an easy one. Yeah.
It's easy. I think we should do this more regularly because we're all so passionate about our shows.
And we can't seem to convince anyone else other than our friends and family, but we can't convince each other.
Yeah, why is that? That a group of people that know each other so well, and this could probably apply to any kind of working environment. You know each other so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Dylan. I know you well. Robbie, I know your interests, your disinterests. I know everything. Why is it that a group of people so close will not take the other person's, like, I think you'd really like this show?
Because I already spent so much time with you during the day.
Right.
I don't want to be watching the same show as you.
But I don't want to be watching what you're watching. I wouldn't tell you something I like, but you wouldn't. If I see something go like, oh, this has got Dylan or this has got Robbie written all over it, then I'll tell you about it. Robbie, you're good at that because you'll tell me if I'm going to like a show. You'll go like, oh, I'm watching a show, Pepper, you wouldn't like it.
I think you're a bad reviewer, personally.
Whoa!
Yes, I do. I really honestly do. I think you're a bad reviewer, and I think that you give up on shows. And you're snobbing me.
Snob.
You are a show snob.
How do I get this label?
No, but you are.
Rob the snob.
Rob the snob. Everyone's talking about it.
What is the show I gave up on?
All of them. Every show.
Yellowstone, I gave up on. Yellowstone, I found too boring. Suits, I found too predictable.
See, but this is it.
Yellowstone, I'm thinking maybe I didn't give it enough of a chance because people are great. Is it still as good? Like, because there was a fever for Yellowstone.
It's good. It's not like it got bad.
But it's, well, did it? A lot of shows get bad, which is why I abandoned some of them.
See, and that's what I just said.
Dexter. Tell me it wasn't a slog to get to the end.
No, God, I don't feel that ever about a show that I love. Once I love, I love. I don't care what happens. It's once I'm in, I am in to the end. I can recognize.
No matter what.
Yeah, I can recognize the last season of Suits wasn't as good as the other seasons of Suits, but I still loved it.
I got half a season into Suits, and then I thought, okay, I see. I kind of know how all of these are going to work.
Yeah, but it's awesome. Those are the best seasons.
Is Yellowstone as good? I don't hear my mom talking about it. I don't hear you. Did it fall off because they made all of the different versions of it?
No, I think the problem with a lot of these shows is the pandemic messed a lot of things up.
Oh, yeah.
It just made us wait too long.
And it made
some
actors not interested anymore. And it just made some of them suck. No offense to them. They were just broken up. And it's the reality of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a couple I watch and they incorporate the pandemic. And this one show I used to watch, they actually had an animated episode out of nowhere. They just animated it.
Because what the hell show
is that?
Was it The Blacklist?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
With James Spader?
Yeah.
There was an animated episode because it was during the pandemic and they couldn't get together to film. And it just really
it was a weird time, man. They were desperate. They tried everything. The morning show on Apple TV did a good job of incorporating the pandemic into their shooting schedule.
It wasn't
right?
like overwhelming the way they did it.
Yeah.
I just finished that, by the way.
Euphoria, Dylan, who, see, this is the thing. You and I love a lot of the same shows. Euphoria.
You get off of every show, though.
Love
every
that show.
You say it. Every show. There's hardly a show that you don't say.
So untrue.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even think of one
three,
right now.
Season four.
I can't even think of one.
Succession.
Right now.
You didn't finish
I
Billions.
I love Succession.
Billions.
Yeah, I didn't like the end of Billions.
We've already named like four.
You didn't see the end of Billions.
Suits?
I didn't like Suits from the beginning, though.
But I'm just saying, you stop and you say, I got weak.
Scrubs?
Got weak.
Malcolm in the Middle?
I don't think I ever watched an episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Scrubs, I loved. I love Scrubs till the bitter end. I love Scrubs when it jumped to a different
Game
network.
Of Thrones, you said, got weak.
No, but then I rewatched it and I found I was.
But you said it!
It was well.
This is what I'm saying.
Well regarded that the final few episodes, the final half season of Game of Thrones wasn't very good.
According to whom?
Well, that was just the general kind of opinion of people.
It is the general consensus.
But
I don't get it.
Then I watched it a second time, and my fiance had never watched it, so we watched it together, and I found it to be I liked it a lot more the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. You haven't gone to Game of Thrones, hey? Your girlfriend's like begging you to start Game of Thrones?
We were watching, what's the other one? House of the Dragon.
House of
the
Dragon, yeah.
We were watching that one together for a while, but then Penguin came and we jumped on Penguin.
Yeah, Penguin was good. So you didn't finish House of the Dragon?
No.
Okay. So this is what we're doing here with this. Ask us anything. Shows we're watching. Shows we're watching right now or best shows.
Shows Pepper's about to give up on.
No,
is what it should be called.
I don't know where this comes from.
Robbie, am I wrong in saying that? Or does it always sound like he is always like, oh yeah, I got crappy in this season?
I think it's just your ADD. You guys get bored and you want to move on.
Maybe that's it.
And a lot of shows start really strong and then they fall off.
But I watch them to the end no matter what.
For example, The Bear. Like for me, The Bear was like one season and it could have ended there. And then they're like, oh, this is more popular than we thought. Let's extend it. And
it's
not as good and it's not, but they have longevity, so they keep it going.
Your Honor was like that, right?
The second season of Your Honor was not quite as strong as the first season.
Right? Like the number one. It wasn't supposed to be a second season,
no.
I thought.
Well, that's the problem. And as much as you love the Penguin,
No,
because it was just intended to be a one series thing and not have a second season. But it was so popular that now they've decided to make a second season. But if it was just intended to be a first season, is it going to oh crap, I don't know what we do now.
Right. It would be hard.
Yeah, so, I mean, the objective of this podcast
is
to
fight.
Yeah,
what is the objective here? No, okay.
Why? I thought you said what was our biggest fight. This one might be it. Now we're in the questions?
I just think this is something we could do often. Like, what are the show right now you're watching.
Right now?
That you recommend. I have one that I'm watching, but it's so old.
That's okay.
Those are good, though.
Are you rewatching, or you've just kind of started watching something?
Rewatching, because I don't remember a lot of what happened, and I'm addicted again.
I love an old show, because that means all the seasons are there.
Yeah.
I hate the waiting for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of that right now.
Or whatever, Euphoria. I don't know, I'm on year three of waiting? Yeah. I don't even remember what Rue did.
Robbie and I were there with Ozark, right?
Ozark was incredible.
This trick that they pull, and it's, look, we've just got to accept it that this is the way it is, and we are powerless to change it, but this trick that they pull with the final season splitting it in two, that trick's got to go.
I hate that.
I would rather wait each week for a new episode than get half a season and then have to wait 6 months for it. Call it what it is. It's another season.
Yeah.
Don't act like it's all one season. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That trick makes me nuts. That was the Sopranos, I think, invented that trick.
Okay.
That was dirty pool on the Sopranos
behalf. Yeah. What's the old show you're watching?
It's called Nip Tuck.
Yes.
Nip Tuck.
Oh, that's way back, right?
It's from 20, what is it? 2000.
It's a doctor show by the sounds of it?
Plastic surgeons in Miami.
Okay.
But it is wild. Mm-hmm. Like, TV was awesome back then. You don't see this. It's just, nothing compares to it right now. And it's just so addictive. I love it. Okay. And my girlfriend and I are watching it again because we both seen it. And we're like, yeah, we should watch that again. And we can't. It's just so good.
Like, can't put, like, so here's, what's the scale? The scale is.
Why you got to always quantify.
It's like, not bad.
Okay.
Right? Not bad. I'll watch another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And then there's, because I'm trying to think of what it would be like. Okay, we'll pick this up again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can watch it without me.
Mm-hmm.
The you know what, let's stay up late and finish this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that, those are the different kind of the criteria of a great show, right? Where are you on it? Like, Dylan, you said you watched the entire... What, did you watch it until, like, midnight, the Gabby Petito Netflix thing?
Yeah, we watched all three episodes.
Stayed right up till, like, midnight on a school night.
1 o'clock or something. Yeah. Ridiculous. But I just wanted to see it with... Because that's the hard part about... the internet, right, is like, if you don't catch something quick, the spoilers are out there, and I hate a spoiler more than anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know anything going into anything. Like, I don't want to know what happened in a show, what happened in a documentary. Even, like, if it happened in real life and you heard the story, don't tell me about the story.
Do you not find that we are better now? Especially given the access that we have to spoil things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how easy would it be to spoil a show for somebody? Do you not find that we're really, really responsible in that area? Like, if there's a show that everybody's watching and somebody's ahead of somebody, I find that there's a respect given to the spoil, that nobody kind of crosses that line.
Problem for me is I go to the sites for the three things you need to know,
right,
to look up what's happening within the news, what's happening with celebrities,
right,
what's happening.
So you'll stumble across a spoiler.
I'm always getting caught up on spoilers, not on purpose, but because I'm trying to look for information. It will say, like, oh, this, and I'll start reading it. But yeah, in general, people, I think, respect each other a lot.
Right.
I think that
because we have, like, this shared community. If we all love this show, just because I'm ahead of you, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Right. I appreciate that because I really want to go in blind to anything. Because I think it's more fun that way. Like, that to me is the way, like, and people love being spoilers to kind of show off what they know. Especially when it comes to documentaries.
I think that's a dick thing to do now, isn't it?
It's a mean thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't think people necessarily do it on purpose.
Yeah, maybe not. But it drives me nuts.
A spoiler, though, in a documentary is a lot different than a spoiler in a scripted show. A spoiler in a documentary is like, oh, I remember when this happened. I know how this happened.
I still don't want to know that, though, is what I'm saying.
But, like, you lived through Gabby Petito even closer than anybody else I know. Like, you were going home, listening, following it online. It was, like, the first ever, like, online manhunt, right? It was very interesting. And you followed through all of that. So when you were watching it with your girlfriend didn't know as much as you did about it, right? So you were just kind of sitting quietly back and...
I tried my best, and I found it to be hard because she would be like, oh, is that what happened? And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. That's not exactly what, there was way more taking place.
Yeah, I wish they would have discussed this more. Yeah, I'm okay.
I was trying my best not to, but it's hard when you have a lot of knowledge on something like that.
My fiance and I went down the O.J. Simpson rabbit hole when Netflix put that O.J. Simpson documentary on, and we watched what was the Oscar for best documentary several years ago called American Made, and it was a 5-part. Each episode is almost 2 hours, so it's like a 10-hour documentary. And it was wonderfully, wonderfully done. And it's interesting because there's almost 10 years that separate my fiance and I. So her experience with the O.J. Simpson trial was far different than my experience with the O.J. Simpson trial. So she would turn to me and be like, was that Bronco Chase really? Like,
why? Because she was like 3?
Well, how old would she?
Yeah, we were young.
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah. And then, like, oh my God, did people, like, leave school to see the... Yeah, I remember the verdict
came out. You left school?
I was in college. So the verdict, yeah, we all kind of gathered around a TV at our apartment and watched the verdict. So, right, like, to see it through her eyes and kind of relive that. So, and then, so as far as what you're watching, we just completed. So we did the OJ, the ESPN 10-hour one, and then we did the one on Netflix. And then we did, and Robbie, you watched this ages ago, and it was the scripted version of the OJ trial with John Travolta and Cuba Gooding Jr.
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer was it. Like, and we watched that, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
Really good. That's on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
So I would recommend that. We just finished that and talking about you watching an older show. Like, that's an older show, but it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be, like, cheesy and kind of poorly done, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good watch.
Sterling K. Brown is in that. My new crush.
Who's Sterling K. Brown?
Sterling K. Brown, I would best know him
This Is Us.
From This Is Us.
No. Nope.
He's the black guy on the adopted son on This Is Us.
He's a good-looking man.
You never really watched This Is Us,
no,
Dylan.
No.
He's in a lot of things.
Like, he is in an episode of
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I just keep seeing. Oh, and in that show that you were
so he is now. So Paradise is where he is now in the show that I am completely in. This is where I'll say what I'm watching now.
Okay, so Paradise.
Paradise on Disney Plus. New episode. Today is Wednesday. New episode. I don't know if it's the last episode. It's the eighth episode.
Okay.
Comes out today. So it's one of those ones that it's a new one every week.
Yes.
So I don't know if this is the final episode in the season. There is a season two that they've signed on to do. Paradise. Super good. Very excited about
it. Can you break
tonight.
It down a little bit for me? Because I
No. And here's
James
why I
James Marsden is the president?
Yeah. Here's why I can't break it down for you. Because if I even told you the premise of it, it would ruin the first episode for you.
I thought that the premise... I can't say that then?
No, well,
oh, okay. I didn't know.
You couldn't. You can't. It's a mild spoil because it's the big, like, holy crap at the end of the first episode. And then it's done and you watch the rest
of
the show.
Okay, I won't say it then.
But yeah, it's really, really good. Really good.
Hmm.
And then next up, I'm going to go, I know you're going to tease me a little bit. I'm going into the Daredevil, the new Daredevil on Disney Plus.
Okay.
That's, nerd. That came out yesterday. I'm in on that.
Nerd gotcha. Alert.
All right, first two fair. Episodes of that. That's so there you fair. Go. That's what I'm watching. That's what I'm planning to watch.
Okay.
If you want to talk about movies, I can do that too. But if we're just watching series or documentaries, mm-hmm. there you go.
Gotcha. Okay. Dylan?
I always got like multiple things on the go. So right now I have like my show. And I have two my shows right now where my yes. girlfriend will be in bed with me, but she'll be like cuddled
it's
in.
It's more your show.
She's got her eyes closed. She's she's cuddled in and like not paying attention. Like that's just like she's not watching. She's like kind of like listening.
Right.
And so I have a Robbie recommendation, which is Goliath.
You're still watching?
So I just finished season one.
Isn't it really, really well done?
I like it. I really enjoy Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton's character in that is unreal.
What's the premise?
So he's not an ex-lawyer, but he kind of left the law and he's been drinking a lot, but he's a genius lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps getting called back. Well, the whole series, like he gets called back to these unreal cases where he's needed. And this one's against a big weapons manufacturer.
It's just fun to follow along.
It's very real and raw seeming. Like, mm-hmm.
I like it. It was a Robbie recommendation, and
great characters.
I just finished
believable.
Season one. Yeah, I thought it was great, and that is
Goliath.
My
four seasons of yep. Goliath can be found on Amazon Prime.
Yep. The latest season, it was way too weird. I think they got a different director, but it's a good watch, especially season one. One of the best law shows I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You love a good law show, Robert.
And that one is great. I love lawyers when they do their lawyer thing.
Yes, my second show that is just my show right now, episode two comes out today for Suits LA.
Suits
LA, episode one.
I haven't seen enough to render an opinion on it yet.
I could see people not liking it for sure. Because the character is trying so hard to be Harvey Specter.
Okay.
Like so much so that
it's more
like,
of a recreation of Suits than it is a spinoff of Suits.
Kinda. And apparently Harvey's supposed to end up in this one. But like right now, the character that's supposed to be like the Harvey of this season,
mm-hmm.
if you squint your eyes, it's just Harvey.
Doing his best.
Right?
Okay,
like it's just like someone trying to impersonate Harvey. I'll give it a try because I loved Suits. And so,
but it's not like the case of like Fresh Prince where they try to slide in a new actor.
No, this like, is like a new character. Law firm.
And Harvey might come back as a cameo,
yes.
is what I heard. So not as a full-on character, but it may be a cameo.
Right, just a short little period. I'm not forming an opinion, but I could see people going like, well, this is...
Kind of budget
this
for...
This is not as good as the first one.
Like a knockoff. It's more of a knockoff than anything. Okay.
Yeah, then we have our show together that we just started... two nights ago.
These are the hard ones to find.
Right.
The couple shows.
And it's a documentary, and we love documentaries. And it's so... I wanted to watch it last night. She said, no, can we just go to bed? Which really, really irked me. Because I was like, oh, I really want to watch this show! And what it is... I got to find it here. It's on Netflix. And it's a documentary about this woman who... was like the number one mom influencer.
Oh, is this the worst person on the internet or whatever it's called? The apple cider vinegar girl?
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
It's a different one where she was like this mommy blogger
mm-hmm.
that blew up and everyone was following this family in the Mormon family.
Yeah, I saw the tab. Yeah,
right.
I saw the tab.
Yeah. And I don't know what happens because the first, I've only gone through the first one, but basically the trailer or whatever shows that.
That's Disney Plus as well, is it not?
I think it's Netflix.
Okay.
It might be Disney Plus, actually. I don't know. But the trailer basically shows that everything's not as it was.
And so she was lying.
She was lying, and there's some jail time, and they talk to the kids, and then they show the behind the scenes footage of her. Like, so not just the TikTok videos or whatever they were at the time.
No.
It shows the videos like where she's like yelling at the family to shut up while she's making the video. And it's just like, oh, okay, this I like to see. The perfect family isn't as perfect as the family seems to be.
Okay.
So those are that's the one we're
dancing for the
together.
Devil.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's one. The 7 million TikTok cult, a popular influence, severs ties with her family after joining a church affiliated management company.
Nope, I don't think
okay,
that's
it's not that one.
No.
Secret Wives of Mormon Lives. Yeah. Wow, if you type Mormon scandal, a lot of things happen. Okay.
What is the, why am I?
I think the one you're talking about is on Disney Plus, if I'm not mistaken, because I saw the tab there and I can't remember the name of it. I don't have Disney Plus on my phone.
It's been a while since I've seen a good documentary.
Maybe
this one is one.
The OJ one is pretty good. A lot of people like Gabby Petito, although Dylan's critical of it because he followed along so quickly or so closely with it. It didn't cover a lot of things.
There's always Seaspiracy too.
My girlfriend's messaging me.
Scowling. Yes.
What the heck? I'm trying to ask her what this is, and she just.
No, she sent it out. She just texted a picture of all of the plates that you own. 88 plates, she
Holy
counted.
Crap.
You have 88 plates?
Yeah.
All right. That's a callback from Monday's podcast.
How many is too many? 88's too many.
Is 88 too many plates?
Yes.
I also have a guilty pleasure show, which is Love is Blind, right? And there's only a couple episodes left, but I love watching that. I think it's the community that I watch it with my fiance and my daughter. I just love when all three of us sit down and watch it together. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of enjoy that a lot
more. But do
you
guys watch it like...
Devil in the Family.
Yeah. Devil in the Family.
The Fall of Ruby Frank.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yep. Let me get out my favorite app, my handy dandy Just Watch app, which tells me what streaming service you can find everything on.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I think that's on Disney Plus here. Devil in the Family. I will give you a show.
Ruby Flame.
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Perfect. I will give you a show at the end of this.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
That will, you can't not enjoy, but will make you so mad for one reason.
Okay.
You will definitely be like, I am watching that, but I warn you not to, because you'll just get so mad.
I don't want to
so get mad. But the reason might be different than you think. Robbie, what about you? What are you watching here? You've got Nip Tuck.
Well, Nip Tuck,
a couple show.
It is really good. It's they follow it's a plastic surgeons in Miami and the crazy things.
Is it
things
based
they
on
do.
Real things or is it like a scripted show?
It's scripted, but it's so well done. The characters are great. It's just back then, like mid 2000s, I think was the best era for TV. It was very, very good. And it still holds up. I'm just addicted still to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but I am, because I've been doing the thing where I just got Apple TV.
Oh, so you're doing one at a time.
So I'm trying to watch a bunch of stuff on there. So I watched the morning show.
Okay, here it comes. Here's the big one. Here it comes.
Well, for me, you guys aren't going to like this. Mythic Quest, which is a comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really, really good. It's got like, It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys that used to do that. And then one thing I've started, which I really want to finish, is Severance.
I've heard great things.
Okay. It looks too weird to me. Is it too weird? Is it going to be one of those ones where I'm watching, what the hell just happened there? That's why I was out on the White Lotus. I was just bewildered with the White Lotus. I couldn't understand it, and I just got out.
Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
Yeah.
So you know what Black Mirror is?
I've watched one episode only.
Yeah, so it's very like dystopian sort of scenarios and different stuff like that. This is a very kind of Black Mirror episode that kind of turned into a series in a way.
Mm.
So the breakdown is in the future. I guess it's in the future, whatever it's said.
Is this where you have the two lives or the different floors kind of thing?
Yes, you can. So it's not really that futuristic. It's just like a dystopian different reality, I guess, that we'd be living in where you can choose a procedure which lets you separate your work and your life.
Completely.
So you have two different people, right? So you go to work, something happens to you, and bloop, you're this different person.
There's a work you and a life you that are two different, okay.
And you don't know what happens. Like you could be, they call them the outies who live on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you could get punched in the face as an Audi and you'll come to work with a black eye and you won't, like, I don't know, my Audi must have gotten a fight.
What?
So that's kind of how it is. Now, the main character, he had a hard life, and he was going through some trouble, so he decided to do this. And it's very, very strange.
Ashton said it was brilliant, and I got to watch
it. It's very cool. It's very, very weird. But it's like kind of like something that could happen.
Is it over your head weird?
No,
like Westworld? Anybody try Westworld?
Ashton said it's so good.
Oh my God. No? I've never been more confused in my life.
Because it's not like, I say futuristic, but I don't really mean it. It's kind of like, let's just say 20 years in the future.
Okay.
So there's not flying cars. There's not weird stuff like that. It's just this procedure exists. It's kind of like a Neuralink.
Right.
So like we're going down the path that this could maybe be a thing.
Or you forget about your job.
Yeah, and it sets apart. But then, like, people start breaking through, and this one character...
Don't spoil it!
I won't spoil it, but she really wants out, and she can't get out.
Mm.
And there's no way to contact your outer self. And it's very strange, and it's very, like, scary. And I haven't got far enough, but I think some cool stuff starts to happen. So this is the one I'm like in now. It's very slow, but it's very cool.
Dystopian futures seem to be a bigger and bigger theme. Should we be concerned there?
It seems to be commonplace.
It's almost like the news is the most of it.
Right.
But it's kind of like all the rage. I keep seeing it. Like Severance is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the trendy show, so I want to finish it.
So, okay. So Dylan's got the documentary to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? I got to look.
Ruby Frank.
Ruby Frank. Okay, on Disney Plus.
Yeah, what the
heck? While you're on Disney Plus, I'll tell you, go ahead, watch
Devil in the Family.
Watch
the
yourself
Fall of
Paradise.
Yeah, okay.
Robbie's got Severance. And, of course, the one you completed not that long ago that everybody is crazy about with Harrison Ford.
Oh, Shrinking.
Shrinking.
I finished oh my God. That's why I got Apple.
People loved it.
Also good.
Because it wasn't what I was expecting.
Universally adored, right?
It's so
Shrinking,
cute.
Yeah.
It's so good, and a lot of things happen. So waiting for that new season to come out.
Yep.
All on Apple. Some good shows on Apple.
Yeah. Netflix put out a show several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago.
Suits?
No.
Seinfeld.
The Office.
Netflix didn't put
it. It's on it.
It is. Know. And the old shows I'm watching Veep all over again, which is splendid.
What is that about? It's about the president?
Vice president, yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Comedy.
It's just hilarious. Netflix put out a show by David Fincher, if that rings a bell.
No.
Was the kind of creator, the showrunner of it. It's called Mindhunter.
Oh, Mindhunter.
Robbie, have you watched Mindhunter?
Very slow to start, so I didn't get into it.
Good?
Incredibly good.
Okay.
Compelling. It's about serial killers, and it's about the FBI and a true life, based on the true story of a department of the FBI in like the 60s, in the 70s, studied serial killing behaviors based on current and incarcerated serial killers.
Mm-hmm. So they
kind of
use
so that they could kind of solve existing crimes with some of the behavior analysis that they learned from these serial killers.
So kind of like Silence of the Lambs in a way?
Yeah, kind of. And these serial killers are like real life serial killers, like from you know, there's Charles Manson is in, like...
Is there Ted Bundy?
They have these...
If it doesn't have Ted Bundy, it's not for me.
So it came out years and years ago, and it was incredible. And I rewatched it again with my fiance, who'd never seen it. And she was, can we watch another one? Can we watch another one? We were like 4 episodes a day, right, watching this thing. So before blink and we were finished. And then immediately she did what I did when I finished season 2 of Mindhunter.
Which was?
And thought, okay, well, when's season 3 come out? Creative differences have driven a wedge between the showrunner and, I don't know, Netflix. There will be no season 3 ever.
They're done.
Why?
So it's your like, you know, when they take your show, the show you love, and for one reason or another, there's just no more. And it was only 2 seasons. I just wanted more. A lot of people felt that way about The Watchmen on HBO. But like, all I want in my life, Dylan, is more Mindhunter.
That's it.
I would do anything for just one more season of Mindhunter.
But does it kind of wrap up nicely?
No. It's not a cliffhanger, but it's like you get into kind of the rhythm of the show and you're like, okay, season 3 will be a new kind of storyline. Nothing. There's nothing.
I'm
never coming back.
Watched it.
Oh, it is so good.
I keep getting had on Netflix.
But I don't know if you should watch it, Dylan.
Mindhunter.
You'll
why?
Be so mad that there isn't more.
No, because Netflix is doing this thing. I don't know if it shows on just my TV or if it's doing it on everybody's, I'm assuming.
Hmm.
But they'll change out the tile So I'll think it's a new
different
show.
Picture?
Yeah. I'm like, what's this show? And my girlfriend constantly, she's like, we've watched it. Yeah. I'm like, what? No, I've never seen this.
Yeah. There you have a different picture.
Yeah.
Right.
No, so if you decide to watch Mindhunter.
97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it is fantastic. It's so good. It's one of my favorites. That and Better Call Saul, probably, of all the shows I've ever watched, are my absolute favorites.
That one,
favorites.
Hey. Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. That, Robbie, you got on to Better Call Saul, and we were all Breaking Bad fans. We all loved Breaking Bad. Yeah. Yeah. And I started Better Call Saul. I was like, oh my God, this is such a grind. But once I got past it, like you said, Robbie, and years later I started it, I find it better than Breaking Bad.
No.
Better Call Saul and Mindhunter to me are probably the three best shows ever.
I've tried The Wire 4 different times.
It's very slow. Hard to get into.
You think it's slow? I found that capturing.
No,
I loved it.
I just couldn't get in.
It still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try
it. Oh, The Shield, too.
I know. That's the next one you've been pushing on me.
I'm not watching a night show.
It's not.
No, it's
night.
Cops.
It's like cops in L.A.
Like The Shield.
And it's like corrupt cops. It's very, it's really good.
Well, they should have named it different.
My friend, Short Stout Jeff, is a big Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
And he is now calling me out for my fake Star Wars fan.
We've been trying this for a while,
because I don't like any of the shows. Right, and he's like, "Oh, they're the best
you
ones."
You barely like Star Wars.
I can denounce my membership into the Star Wars fan club. Realized now that I only like it because I was a child and I wanted the toys.
Fair.
I have no interest in it anymore. But he gets mad at me that I don't watch all these new Star Wars shows that are coming.
And he says they're good.
Yeah, but he also loves all the Marvel stuff. So I'm going Daredevil. That's next.
Okay,
you guys don't want to hear about it, right? No interest, never going to happen.
Marvel doesn't do it for me.
I hear about it at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My girlfriend and her son both
I'll talk with them about Daredevil.
Yeah, I text them.
Okay.
They're adult cartoons. Don't get that twisted. Adult cartoons.
I know. Robbie gets so mad at it.
There's nothing wrong with being in a
cartoon.
No, I see
animation with floating human heads.
You don't like CGI. Too much CGI.
Yeah.
So try Mindhunter. You won't regret it until you regret it because you'll finish it and go, all right, fire up season 3. What do you mean there will never be a season 3 ever?
But going into it, does that not give me the advantage? Knowing that now?
Yeah, because I didn't know it.
Right.
So I was ready for that to be just a part of my life.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a few shows.
It just takes me a while to get into a show. I love nothing more than being in a show.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
And when you can feel yourself getting into it. That's what happened to me on Better Call Saul. It's like, oh, this is tough. And then I was in. And I was like, I'm here. I'm in.
That was with me in The White Lotus. Oh, did I love episode. Like season 1, White Lotus, brilliant. Second season just crapped all over its leg. Apparently the third one's good again.
Because you were disappointed with the characters not continuing.
It's a completely different show.
If you're going to make a show, the right thing to do is start terribly and then get better.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
That's what we did. Or are still doing.
Trying.
We'll one day.
Season 20 will be our best yet.
Next year.
Yeah.
You wait for it. All right.
That's it? So that's what we're watching? Robbie, you happy with how that one went?
I like it. I think we should do this every now and again just because new shows are always coming out.
Yeah, it's good.
And people do like those recommendations. And I'm sure after posting this, people will be telling
us. It does help. We always get a lot of people that, because everybody's so loyal and connected to their own, right? That you have a personal connection with the show that you've been binging. And I think, like, it does help you in, because I felt like, I always get nervous because, like, I might be done Paradise today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh,
you don't know.
Oh, no, what do I do?
What do I do?
Am I going to have to watch an old show over again? There's nothing new. And then, boom, a bunch of people tell you about stuff. I know you've been saying
that. The Wire. Like show.
Yeah.
We own the city.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Fun fact that I found out about Severance. I don't know if it's well known that Ben Stiller is behind Severance, the creator of Severance.
Yes.
Ben Stiller.
Oh, he's not in it?
No, he's behind it.
It's Adam Scott. I don't know if you know who Adam Scott is. He's in a lot of things. Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec.
Okay, you know. Sorry.
It's okay.
I won't get confused and get mad at myself and feel like I'm dumb like I did when I watched Westworld. Never felt like a dumber human being in my life than when I watched Westworld and couldn't figure out for one split second in an entire season what the hell was happening.
I'm supposed to watch it, so I'm going to
try. No, but it's a little slow. I've only seen a few episodes. It is slow, so it's not... But it's interesting. I do want to see how it all turns out.
Yeah. That's it?
It sounded like it.
There's no more shows on the top of your head?
I can name a million.
Who watches the most TV here?
Robbie.
Does he?
I think you do. Maybe Pepper.
I go through TV spurts.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Robbie, how much are you watching? Because it sounds sometimes like you're just watching shit. Like, TV on, I guess, versus watching.
Yeah, that's
is
the thing. Define watching TV. Like, is this binging or is it live events or is it just whenever the TV is on?
Let's say when the TV's on, who's watching the most?
I don't watch as much anymore.
Does this count like when the Oilers game is on?
Well, that would be TV.
TV is on, okay.
I just love TV shows, but I don't watch movies. I love TV shows. I've just always been obsessed with TV shows.
I watched so many movies this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded
so
like you had
so many movies.
The nicest weekend 14 ever.
14 hours of movies.
Movies?
It was awesome.
Movies are a thing of the past. Right? Can't you feel that?
They're still making them.
Shows are better than movies now.
Like, yeah. Like, look at the Oscars. Like, those movies are all bunk. No offense. Like, ones we don't know. But, like, all these big actors are going into TV.
Why would I take offense to them?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying no offense
to them. I have nothing to do with those movies.
No, I don't think they're listening.
I don't know if they're listening, Robbie.
I don't want to seem like I could do any better, but it's just, like, the movies seem boring these days. Remember back when it was a blockbuster weekend? It'd be, like, Titanic, Jurassic Park, Ghostbusters, all debuting it on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just, like, you're lucky.
Yeah, movies aren't what they used to. Going to the theater. Like, you went to the theater the other day to watch the Captain America one, right?
Yeah. There's so many good trailers coming.
Right.
I'm excited. Like, there are, if you're in the movie scene,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot coming down. If you're just kind of not paying attention, there's nothing. Because we don't see trailers like we used to.
Last time I was at a theater, which I guess would have been, I can't even remember what movie it was. Probably would have been Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Out 2. Gotcha. But the last time I was at a theater, I walked down the hallway of the theater where they have the posters of what's coming soon.
Yeah.
Every single one of the posters was a sequel or a remake.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single original idea on all of them.
There's a lot of that coming.
Shows have done that to us. And you know what? Maybe for the better. I love a good binge and a good show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like five movies in one.
Don't, right? If you went home today, right now.
Yeah.
And you started Paradise.
Yes.
I bet you and your girlfriend, if you sat down today, I bet you would be done by tonight.
Yeah, she's just
I bet you would watch one after the other.
But you haven't told us anything about it.
I can't, because you have to watch how it ends, the first episode.
That's the same.
If I tell you what happens in the first episode, it's just because there's a mild spoiler in the first episode.
Right,
so
right.
Don't want to do that to you.
She's got a job, so you can't really.
I don't.
Yeah. Sorry.
You could watch it and pretend you didn't.
Right.
Yeah. That's the ultimate high compliment, right? That's the
when you're willing to watch
that
it again.
Whole spectrum of compliments, the ultimate compliment is I watched it because I couldn't wait for you, but I'm willing to pretend I didn't watch it and watch it again.
There you go.
It is the ultimate compliment of a show.
If my girlfriend watches an episode of Nip Tuck without me,
mad?
I will shave her head in her sleep.
Right.
Would
but
you
if
really?
She doesn't know.
She knows.
You threaten to shave her head in her sleep?
Oh, it would happen because that's our show now and I look forward to it.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. Is you don't tell him you did it and you do it and then you watch it again.
Right.
It's the highest compliment that you can pay a television.
Kind of, in a way,
right?
Yeah. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes
you're willing to watch it twice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to go watch some shows.
I'm telling you. But be warned.
Yeah.
Mindhunter, only two seasons.
Where's Mindhunter on?
Mindhunter Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix, yep.
There you go.
All right. That's it. So that's what we're watching. That was our Ask Us Anything.
When you're not listening to us,
yeah,
you can watch all that.
You can send us anything and we'll ask it. We did have a question about the biggest fights we've ever got into.
Oh,
that
we'll
might
get
be
there.
Juicy. You want to get to that one? That'll be juicy, right?
That'll be fun.
There's still time to make some big ones.
Okay, so give us one more week.
Yeah.
You can send any questions you have for the Ask Us Anything podcast. You can get it to the live show, email us, whatever suits your fancy. Or you can, Robbie, are they mostly coming in on your Instagram?
They're coming in everywhere. I actually just realized that on Spotify, there's a Penny Girl comments on everything.
You could comment right
so
there.
They're
on
there.
The,
they're all over right. there. They're on Facebook, the Instagram, everywhere. But yeah, it'd be best just to even just text us in the morning when we're there.
Yep. And we'll try and put it on a future episode of Ask Us Anything. Thank you for listening
Thank
to
you.
Ask Us Anything.
Heifer and Dylan on Kiss.